Dear sisters, brothers in Christ, good morning. Very often we ask ourselves this question, which is the better service of God? Doing something big enough, such as to build a beautiful church, to donate a large sum of money to charity mission, or to go to the ends of the earth, bringing the good news of Christ to all people, or to enter a convent and spend your life just praying night and day. Some believe, as martyrs, that it is much more meaningful to serve the Lord with more actions so as to make God's great name known to people. Active people who are involved in social, political, and economic matters criticize those who commit themselves in religious life of being indifferent to offenses against God's glory in places where freedom of religion is violated, and of being insensitive to suffering of the poor and the powerless. Those who choose brave life believe, as Mary does, that the better way to serve God is just to stay with Him, listening to Him speak in the silence of your heart. By so doing, you can bring peace of mind and true and lasting joy to people who are victims of all forms of evil in today's society. In my opinion, sisters and brothers, your active life is the sign of how your prayerful life looks like. When you pray to God, you give your faith a heart, a soul, so it becomes alive and we bear good fruit. When you do something, either in the worship of God or in the service of people, you give your faith a form, a shape, a body visible to everyone, so they may know how strong your faith may be. As St. James teaches, faith without action is already dead. I would say, our worship of God and our service of people become a lifeless body if we are not interested in prayer and frequent contact with the Lord. Martha and Mary combine the full and complete Christian way of life. Amen. Can they stand to repeat our faith in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?